The 2026 election season is upon us, and it's time once again for the Meet the Candidate program on KVEL. Good evening, I'm Steve Evans. Each political season, Evans Family Media invites all candidates running for national, state, or local office to join us for a candid conversation about their position on issues, their background, and qualifications for office. The Meet the Candidate program is a public service of CNS Hydraulics and Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. Now, the program airs each Tuesday and Thursday evening at 6, right here on KVEL. The program will also be available after each broadcast under the Community tab on BasinNow.com. This evening, we have the opportunity to visit with Guy Collett. Now, Guy Collett is running for Commission Seat B.
That is correct, Steve.
Right,
thank
Guy
you.
Guy Collett, and welcome to the KVEL studios. It's good to have you here.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Commission Seat B. All right. Let's get right into it. Guy Collett, brief background. Tell us a little bit about your family and your interests and your qualifications for office.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. Well, the Colletts came into the Ashley Valley in 1887. My great-grandpa Reuben came with my 21-year-old grandfather Salvinus, and I am named after him. My name is Guy Salvinus Collett, and they called him Veen, and he actually homesteaded what is now the Vernal Cemetery. And fortunately, I get to build a home just south of there, my third home that I've built here in the valley. And, you know, 15 years ago, I fortunately lived next to the Beehive home.
And that was a business that you started here.
Unfortunately, it went bankrupt, but fortunate for me, I was able to pick that up. It sat vacant for about a year and a half, and I remodeled it, and I took care of one of your relatives there.
Yeah.
And Dee, my sweet Dee, I call her.
Or your wife.
My wife.
Dee Collett.
Dee Collett. She's amazing, and we've been married 39 years, and we owned and operated the Beehive Homes. We built the Vernal home in 2007, and then we built the Naples home in 2011.
Okay.
And in 2014, we sold our business, and but we were involved in the community in many boards, councils, committees, and commissions, and continue to do that. And that is, civic marketing was a form of advertisement that I used, and I continue to do that now as a commercial real estate agent with Century 21 Country Realty, and we just love serving the people of the Ashley Valley that my family has been serving for over 130 years.
Guy Collett, why in the world do you want to be you and a county commissioner? What do you want to do this for?
Well, you know, my father, he had a full-service station back in 1956, and I wanted to be like my dad,
okay,
to be a full-service station owner. Well, that's what the assisted living was. And my father was a county commissioner for 8 years. And my brother, Craig, who was very famous for being one of the best county commissioners that Daggett County ever had.
Uh-huh.
And they genuinely served before, during, and after. And my sweetheart and I, we love serving. We love the people of Uinta County. And so our community service will spill over into this. I am not a politician. I do not want to be a county employee. I want to continue to be a civic servant.
Guy Collett, if elected, what would your priorities be? What's important to Guy Collett?
Well, my priorities right now is unification between county and cities. You know, we have three cities.
Is there a problem?
Well, when I asked the city manager, he said, we work together, but we don't help each other. And okay. So, you know, currently I serve on the Planning Commission of Naples City. I've served on the Planning Commission of Uinta County. And I believe that we can help each other by being more transparent and also including each other. Not that it's a huge problem, but I believe that we can help each other better by better relationships.
What seems to be the conflict between the county and the cities,
well,
from your perspective?
Well, from my perspective, and even if the sheriff's department, I serve on the search and rescue,
uh-huh,
you know, and as I've been getting to know them and the sheriff and that, they just, we feel like we could have better support and better communication and not surprises with budgeting and that. And of course, all of them want each other's money and mineral lease monies to help everybody. But sometimes they feel like they're not helping each other with water issues, with mineral lease, money spending issues.
I call it creating more synergy between Ballard.
Sure.
Often forgotten.
Oh, they feel like they're with us. Yeah, I took signs over there the other day, and they're like, thank you. Nobody ever brings a sign over when we have our caucus meeting.
Yeah.
And even Jensen and White Rocks and that, they don't feel like they're represented.
So as commissioner, would you commit to be involved and interactive with the needs of Ballard, Naples, Vernal City, and Jensen?
Absolutely.
Don't forget us, I live out in Mazur. Don't forget us out in Mazur.
Well, for 5 years, I served as the Hiuna District Chair for Boy Scouts of America, and I was involved in all 10 stakes. And so I think I'm quite well known all the way over to Tabiona as well. And I think there's going to be some synergy between Daggett and Duchesne County and Uinta County as well.
Fiscal responsibility. It seems like every candidate that runs for office has, I'm fiscally responsible. And then they get into office and you really kind of question that. What does it mean to Guy Collett to be fiscally responsible?
To live within your means. And I think it starts with you personally. My wife and I have been mortgage free for quite a few years. We don't own any money on our vehicles, and we try to be fiscally responsible ourselves. And then we try to be as an extended family in our children, and to not be a burden on taxpayers and others. But as far as the county and that, we have a huge budget, and we need to learn to live within those. Now, we need to understand that there are a lot of services that we want. Right. And it's going to be that transparency. Say, if you want this and want this, then this is what we need to move. Now, employee salaries and that. I mean, I've been in a businessman for my whole life and as a family. And in order to have good employees, you need to be able to take care of them. And having turnover is very expensive. And right. So there's this balance, of do you have turnover with your employees? Or do you cut budget to a point where you're not spending the money, but you don't get the services that you want? So it's a tough balance.
When you're talking about living within your means, if you were given the choice of cutting overhead or increasing taxes, let's say you came down to it and you looked at the balance sheet and you said, okay, we're a little bit short here. We've either got to trim the budget and live within our means, or we've got to go to the taxpayers and increase taxes. What would your philosophy be there?
Well, my philosophy comes from being raised in Dutch John. We were the only family that was not government, that was not Bureau or Forest Service or that. We couldn't own the building. We couldn't own the property.
Flaming Gorge Lodge. No, you own it.
So we had to go to Flaming Gorge Lodge to own our own dirt. I mean, we complained for years and years about all these Flaming Gorge Dam employees and that leaning on shovels.
Employees, huh?
Yeah, you said it.
I did.
And Forest Service and that. So our whole family, we just dealt with this for years and years and years. But at the same time, when I look at folks in orange shirts and that, and there's four people leaving on a shovel, but when I need them, I need those five people to help, And so I believe there's a lack of trust between department heads. When we hire people and even when they're elected, when the sheriffs, that these are the people that know, that are in the know. I don't know all the answers as far as what needs to be spent. And so we're hoping to hire and elect, because if you think about the elected officials other than commissioners, they are basically administrators. And the clerk auditor, the treasurer and the sheriff all of these elected officials, basically, they show up to work 40, 50 hours a week. They manage employees. They're more in administration. And hopefully, and what we try to do is elect those that are fiscally responsible and can report to the commission, because we can't dictate all of the spending, because we depend on department heads to give us their budget.
Guy Collett, with over 250 local employees, Uinta County is one of the biggest employers in Uinta County.
It is.
BHI might be right around that.
Right,
that
but
number,
still,
I'm not sure.
School district is up there, right?
With that big of employment, management style is important. How would you describe your management style?
Well, I built the Beehive Homes.
Uh-huh.
I had 35 female employees, and my management style is to set the expectations from the very beginning and to continually and quarterly have evaluations for them to know the expectations and know
performance based.
So they know.
You believe in meritocracy.
Absolutely. And there needs to be a merit bonus for going from a truck driver to a heavy equipment operator, and it's not there, then we need to create that job description.
Okay. In your opinion, what is the culture surrounding county employees? Are there problems there with the culture between the county employees and the elected officials, the county employees and the public? Is there good synergy there? Is there a good culture in the county buildings and in the departments?
Well, you're talking about morale, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes cultural morale. I mean, with some people, they're never going to be happy. You know, mm-hmm. I talked to a guy the other day. I mean, I don't care what you did. You give him $1 million and he's going to still, you know, complain about it. But I believe that the morale can always improve. And that's where evaluations and communication of understanding where people are actually at. I believe there is an adversarial atmosphere between the public and the commissioners right now. But I've been listening to some folks that are...
And that's what you're hearing on the campaign trail, is there's an adversarial relationship between the elected officials and the public?
A bit. I mean, of course, there's a lot of circles, right? And so I've listened to a couple of circles recently that are supporting getting a petition out there to put on the ballot to have a county council with five commissioners and with a county manager.
Yeah.
And so that comes from a history of they don't listen to us. We want this, and why are they doing that? You know. And so this is an advisory council that is being created by just citizens, you know, with no ties to any other governmental thing, but they want to create a petition and send it out there. And in order to get on the ballot in November, it needs to start right now. And so,
do you support a council form of government? There's seven counties in the state of Utah, seven of the 29 mm-hmm. that currently have council form of government. Mm-hmm. Summit, Wasatch County are probably the ones that are closest to us.
Mm-hmm.
Do you support them?
I support that the citizens need to be informed. They need to know the history and how these other counties are doing. We are a little different than some of these counties. Mm-hmm. You know, we have mineral lease monies that come in that are significantly higher than any other county. We're a little bit of a unicorn in a lot of ways. So, but I believe that our citizens need to be informed about what those options are and that it needs to go on the ballot. And so I support that.
You win a railway. It's not a matter of if, but when it gets here. Do you support the railway project? Do you support the growth that's coming from that?
I do. I don't know that we're ready for the growth because we haven't really pulled the trigger because it's like, where's the train? You know, we're so many years out now. Is 3 or 4 years enough time to prepare? And I think, you know, Duchesne County is going to get hit harder, quicker with this, but eventually it's going to spill over into Uinta County. And so we do have to grow in order
to
do that.
You know, I've heard estimates anywhere from 6 to 10 to 1,000 jobs. I don't know how many of those are transitory jobs through the construction phase.
Right. But, and then what lasting jobs are going to have, and then what services are going to be provided to do them.
Affordable housing is what I want to hone in on. Affordable housing and water and utility hookups to accommodate growth. And that's involving county government.
It is.
We have an affordable housing crisis.
Absolutely.
In the Uinta Basin, both counties.
Yes.
What would you do as a county commissioner to address affordable housing?
I'm not a believer in government handouts. I believe that this needs to be a cooperative effort between private enterprise and government. But it's not sustaining to be able to just be government.
Would you be willing to offer tax incentives for people to develop?
Absolutely. And we've done that in our community. And, you know, and sometimes we've seen the immediate benefit, and sometimes the benefit hasn't come till later. But we need to incentivize private enterprise to be able to do this because, you know, you can't just get free money and free housing immediately. It's going to take a collaborative effort.
But would we, under your stewardship as county commissioner, would we have an open door policy to development and for contractors coming in?
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, right now I've been working on Basin Acres. That we had a local crude hauling company that came in and dumped over $1.5 million into the second phase of a subdivision, and it hasn't sold yet because it was so expensive to build, and people haven't seen the opportunity to pay for a building lot for, you know, $70,000. No, but that's what it costs.
You can't. You're a young married couple.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the housing shift. I mean, housing shift in my mind is that you take folks like myself that are in large homes that don't need them anymore, and we want to downsize, and so we'll go ahead and put up our home for sale, and we'll downsize, and then our home will be then occupied by somebody that is in a small older home, and then you'll have this housing shift. Well, this takes 10, 15, 20 years for this shift of hundreds of homes to be able to do that. So I believe in that, but it needs to be incentivized by government.
Public utilities is a problem. You can't develop a subdivision without water.
Yeah.
We've had we've all heard about the water problems with the Ashley Valley Water and Sewer area. That's right up in your neck of the woods in Naples.
Yeah.
What can we do to solve that problem? Would that be a high priority for you to get more water hookups? I know it was just because of the relationship they'd had with Vernal City, who happened to have more.
Mm-hmm.
That they were able to sell some of those water connection hookups to Naples City. Yeah. But, man, it's a problem.
Well, and it was expensive. At Basin Acres, we paid $6,700 per lot for 31 lots. We had to pay $220,000 for water impact fees. We already had been designated and filed for the water back in 23, but last October the developer had to pay $220,000 so they don't get a price increase, because otherwise it was going to be there. So it's a big issue, and I think Ryan and the folks are working fairly hard, but there's a lot of different models out there. I don't think we've kind of developed our own model. But it's really expensive right now to build
as a county commissioner. Do you think you could get together with all of the concerned parties and say, let's get water, let's solve this problem, let's brainstorm and figure out how we can.
Well,
solve
I believe
this
that the county commissioners have been trying. Now we got lawsuits against this entity and a lawsuit against that entity because of Via Ferrata and that. So we're not working together very well, and commissioners sitting there enforcing their agenda. They just get pushed back, and so people just stop pushing.
Public land access, quickly in the few minutes that we have remaining, always a concern, always a threat. There's always people and organizations out there that would like to limit our access to public land access and multiple use of our public lands, particularly with energy development.
Yeah.
What steps would you take to preserve and protect our access?
That is a question that we fought with for years, right? I mean, from Bishop and everything else, you know, trying to figure out how do we get settler lands and trade, you know, so we can have private access to federal lands, you know, and they got shot down. I mean, Bishop worked hard. How many years? Rob Bishop worked for years and years to try to do that, and he left kind of as a failure with that. I mean, it's a very, very difficult issue. I believe that Seven County Coalition and the counties involved need to get a stronger voice. Because the Seven County was able to get the attention of the Supreme Court and that on the rail, I think that we're getting a foothold and a reputation of people that need to be listened to.
And the reason I mention that is Emory County, the county commissioners turned a lot of that public land access over to the conservationist, and that limited their access even to their own Green River that ran through there.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that you're a steward of protecting.
Well, absolutely. Well, I mean, my family has had the experience of short-sighted government overreach for over 130 years. Fort Thornburg was built on my great-grandfather's property, and it took him 25 years to get him off it. You know, there's been over 7,000 acres in Daggett County that was homesteaded that has now BLM and Forest Service and state property.
That'll get your cockles up.
Oh, it gets my cockles up. I wish I knew the answers.
Yeah. All right. Guy, call it in the few minutes, literally 2 minutes that we have remaining. What message would you like to leave with the voters of Uinta County? Why should they vote for Guy Collett?
Guy Collett has had his heart in the basin for over 130 years on all four sides of my family. We love the people of Uinta County, and for the last 25 years, I've served in over 33 councils, commissions, boards, committees, and callings. My wife and I love to serve, and I hope I can continue to do the 12 things that I'm doing now and still be commissioner, because that the list of 45 responsibilities that the commission have is split up into three places or three different sets. And I look at that list and I'm already in those. The ones that is in my wheelhouse, having the beehive homes and being on planning commissions and serving on councils and boards and being involved with the Chamber of Commerce for the last 20 years. So I don't need to change who I am.
Okay.
Because I'd love the Uinta Basin.
Guy Collett, we want to thank you for joining us for this evening's program, the Meet the Candidate program here on News Talk 104.5 FM KVEL is a public service of CNS Hydraulics in Vernal and Runners Incorporated in Roosevelt. Now, the program airs each Tuesday and Thursday evenings at 6 through the primary elections in June. I'm Steve Evans with News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Thanks for joining us.